And you are tuned into the Nightlight here on 90.3 The Core. I wanted to just tell you that Kazem Sultan is in the studio with me. If you would like to even ask a question tonight, there is a way. There is our website, thecore.fm. There is a widget there. I think some of you have found it. And if you want to just ask a question, we'll see. We can get him to answer it. I'll try to be nice about it. And if you want to call in, thing is I can't possibly answer the phone while we're on the air. So if I play a block of music, maybe later, you can call in. All right? And that number is 732-445-9300. But later, please, okay? Because I don't want to interrupt him while he's playing. Because you don't know, the phone here doesn't ring. The phone here flashes. All right, it will be totally distracting, and he'll forget the words or something.
Oh, yeah, well, that always happens.
All right, so what we just heard from the Basement Tapes was In the Name of Love, and you have to talk about this.
In the mid-90s, I got a call from a buddy of mine, Earl Slick, who was one of the guitar players for David Bowie, mm-hmm. and has been over the years. And we grew up together on Staten Island, and he was one of the first guys to actually become successful in the music business. And I really owe my stint in Utopia to him. Because he managed to alert me that Todd was looking for a bass player. And
I saw him at the Beatle Fest.
Yes, he was at the Beatle Fest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told me he was doing that.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And in any case, so he was putting together this project of, he was doing a boutique record label, independent record label, and he was looking for artists that he had worked with and friends of his that had rare and unreleased demos and finished songs and stuff like that. And he approached me and said, if you have anything laying around and you'd like me to release it for you, I'd be happy to. And I said, yeah, it had been years since my last solo record. And I decided that it was about time for me to release some new material, even though some of the material on that record, the Basement Tapes, is from the 70s. That song in particular was recorded in about 1977 or 78. So I put together a collection of tunes and put them out, and that kind of spurred me on to do another record a few years later. But for the longest time, that album, the Basement Tapes, wasn't available. We just couldn't find any copies of it to be made available. So we're now just now making it available as a download only at chasmstore.com. So if anybody's interested in the Basement Tapes, you can pick it up at www.chasmstore.com.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I got my
you got your what? You
got my basement. Oh, yeah, I got my black market copy.
Oh, you got your black market copy? That's
yeah.
Cool.
All right. So, do you have another song that you're queuing up?
That I'm queuing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so, do you... You mentioned that somebody wanted to hear Drive.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Drive is the... That's the Cars. The mm-hmm. See, we were a big fan. Big fans of the Cars. The guys in Utopia. And they actually opened for us on more than one occasion before they became hugely successful. The Cars opened for Utopia on a few different tours, and then they went on to sell millions and millions of records on their own. And I was always a big fan of the band. And when it came time to do the new Cars with Todd and all the other guys, one of the songs was Drive. That was one of their biggest hits, and I got the chance to sing it, so I guess I'll do it now.
That's great.
It goes like this. Picture a whole band now doing it.
Who's gonna tell you when it it's too